the heart beating.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
getting
yeah.
stable. At first, it can feel that it's very fast, and then on it gradually settled down, slow and slow.
Yes,
and
yes.
There was time that very quiet and
very
still.
Yes, very subtle and very still. Then you feel like no heartbeat. Then
yeah,
the
correct.
Deep of consciousness will come. You suddenly feel that nature itself within so still. This is what tranquility of mind is all about. The mind has become very quiet, very still. There's no more sankara, no more thought activity, no more stirring, no more movement. Then within that nature is just the awareness. You must stabilize that to understand. Then when you become curious, the thought come out again. I see that the thought is very near that nature. Then you start to understand from that nature, all sankhara, thinking, thought process arise. Then from that nature, it enable you to become conscious of pain. Develop the ability to sense, to be sensitive, to feel, to be aware. Then all those mind state that you create become clear how the mind function, how you behave as a human being, how your views, opinion, and conditioning stir your mind. But when you are with the awareness-based meditation, you realize the memory, the conditioning, the views, opinion, and belief system, all it doesn't come in and disturb you. You are at that moment very peaceful, very quiet, very tranquil, very still. And this is the deconditioning part that transforms your mind. Then you start to understand how you revert back to the normal, heedless living. Means through your own habitual tendency, views, opinion, and conditioning. So after the retreat, or as you come out of the retreat, you will see how your senses starts to function again. Then how the external sense data come and make contact. Then how the thought process come in again. Then how the content of consciousness went in. And initially, it is not so, what they call, it doesn't have that power or effect to stir you like before, because you just came out of the retreat. But then you will be able to witness how you slowly, slowly return to normalcy of the daily life, and how your mundane mind starts to come back and do all those things. Then you start to develop the ability to understand the big difference between heedful living and heedless living. Heedful living is when you are in the meditative state with the spiritual faculty without the mental hindrance. Then you are most of the time aware, heedful. Then you can apply the Dhamma, the Yoniso Manasikara, to live life. But when you are heedless, the mental hindrance take over. Then you will go back to the old habitual way of reaction from memory and all that. So you will see this very clearly. Then you start to understand the danger of heedless living. Then from that moment, you vow not to be heedless again. You will determine very strongly to walk the path of Dhamma, to train yourself so that you are all the time aware, mindful, heedful, and you will not revert back to the old way. Yeah, the heedful way is so beautiful, so transformative, and so full of understanding and virtue that you can develop the penetrative awakening as compared to the heedless way, where you entangle yourself, create negativity or karma, and become afflicted. Then constantly your mind stir and react with the duality and all that. And that is heedless living, which is not life at all. That one is delusion, creating karmic, unending karmic conditioning. So once the mind starts to develop this ability to see all this very clearly, then it will never revert back to the old way. Means your mind will never become heedless again. And that is the beginning of true understanding, true cultivation. Then you will determine and you will be able to develop the cultivation even in the midst of life. Then the time, whether you go for self-retreat or you don't go for self-retreat, your mind is still in the state of tranquility, stillness, heedful, meditative state. And when you can do that, then your daily mindfulness stabilizes. Then you become aware throughout the day. Then you become different. Then whenever you go for retreat or go for all this type of so-called self-retreat or training, you settle down very fast. You become very different. And you understand the beauty of heedful living. Then when you want to go deep into the meditation, you understand and you can do it. So this is what meditation is all about.